How does that work? Good evening, my friends. Well, it depends on what time you listen to this. Could be morning, could be afternoon. This is Pastor Tim from Harbor of Joy. Just wanted to let you know that it's a little bit strange to be able to talk to an empty sanctuary and give you this Lenten message and not to be able to see you or meet with you because of the coronavirus that is kind of plaguing our world as well as our country and even our state. So we're just going to do something that hopefully keep us in touch during this time of Lent. And I'd like to just share with you the fourth cry of Jesus on the cross. And these are words of anguish. And it comes from Matthew chapter 27, verse 45 through 46. It says this, from Matthew 27, 45 to 46. From the sixth hour until the ninth hour, darkness came over all the land. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? I think I would have asked this question of God much sooner than Jesus does here. How many times have you questioned God and asked, why God? Why is this happening? Why is this going on? Why me, God? Those are kind of human responses that we all say at different times. We can say that probably even now, as we're all kind of limited in our places where we go and the times we want to go because of this virus that has struck our world, as well as Iowa. Reminds me of my sister. I talked to her last night. She lives in North Dakota. Her husband is in the hospital with some heart issues, and just on the lighter side said that the coronavirus, you know, we're supposed to be socially, distance from one another during this time. Well, in North Dakota, it's been that way since 1889, since we were put as a state. So anyway, I just throw that in there. But moving on, it says about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice. Only the gospel writer of Mark tells us that Jesus was nailed to the cross on the third hour. That's 9 o'clock in the morning. And that's in Mark 15, verse 25. But about the ninth hour means close to 3 p.m. in the afternoon. Jesus has been on the cross over 5 hours at this point in time. Something eerie has happened over in Jerusalem that would have gotten everyone's attention. The gospel writer of Matthew says that from noon to 3 p.m., it says that darkness came over the land. How far outside of Jerusalem, we don't know, but I'm sure it was beyond just Jerusalem city itself. Some say it was a full eclipse of the sun. Now, I've experienced a full eclipse of the sun, and it doesn't last 3 hours. So this is a supernatural event. God has allowed darkness to come over the land, and meaning he's in control of what is taking place on Jesus on the cross during this time. On what should be the brightest time of the day, at noon, the one author writes that it is our sin that blots out the sunshine of the Father's face. Galatians 3:13 tells us that Jesus became a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. 2 Corinthians 5:21, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us. Jesus cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Forsaken means to be abandoned, to left helpless by God. God can no longer look at his son, for he took on himself the sins of the whole world. And God, being a holy God, had turned his back on his only son, Jesus Christ, who had become sin for us. Jesus was abandoned by the people that he came to save. He was abandoned by his disciples. And now God abandons and turns away from him because Jesus became sin for us. He took on our sin. So Jesus bears the torment and the separation from God. This is a cry of anguish. The loneliness that is excruciating suffering, along with the cries of, why God? And no answer or comfort in return. Jesus is taking upon himself our punishment and our hell. This is the destiny of every soul without Christ. In this cry from the cross, Jesus tells us what is ahead for people if they don't turn to Jesus for salvation. The cross is a testament of God's love toward us, but it also reveals God's judgment of sin too. Sin is condemned and dealt with in the severest way. Romans 6:23 says, the wages of sin is death. If God would not spare his only son, who became sin for us and who never sinned, how do you think that you and I will escape God's judgment if we do not have Christ as Lord and Savior in our own hearts, in our own lives? Hell is a place where the wrath of God abides for those who refuse the good news of Jesus Christ. There was no mercy given when Jesus cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Neither will there be for anyone who will not say they're sorry for their sin and come to Jesus for forgiveness. God's anger and judgment is turned away because of Christ's blood. Through Christ's sacrifice on the cross, God's anger and wrath can be avoided. God's anger and wrath is turned away because of Jesus' sacrifice for us. Have you abandoned Jesus like those who stood at the cross? You can be so close to Jesus and still not have him as your Savior. There is still time to receive and believe in Jesus as your sacrifice for your sins. You can escape the torment and separation of hell and satisfy the heart of God by turning to Jesus Christ right now. Amen.